אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, this is quite amazing. This is the first time that the airline in its history is flying non-stop in a trial starting next year from Ben Gurion Airport in Israel to Melbourne and vice versa. So these flights will be operated on El Al's new fleet of Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft. So they're the type of aircraft that can fly 16, 17 hours plus at a time. So this will commence in early April, and the journey will take 16 hours and 45 minutes to Israel and 17 hours and 45 minutes here. Stating that this is an exciting and important announcement, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin told the Jewish News the arrangements will make it easier for Australians to experience the singular beauty of Israel and will also serve to deepen bilateral relations to the mutual benefits of both peoples.
It would be amazing to fly directly to Israel, let me tell you. I think I tried every way to get to Israel, via Bangkok, via Hong Kong, via Korea. But if we have direct flight, that will be fabulous. I think Qantas is trying the same direct flights to New York and London, and they had the trial already, and it's even longer to get to New York and to London from Sydney. And we're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, Malka Leifa is back in court.
Yes, that's right. This will be the 62nd time this case is going to back to court. It's been more than 5 years. And at the moment, the latest is that Malka Leifa is due to appear before a new psychiatric panel to assess her mental fitness to face extradition proceedings to Australia. This will happen in the next few days, and it's believed by Tuesday or Wednesday next week the judge will be told the panel's findings, and lawyers are then expected to cross-examine the panel before the judge rules if Leifa is fit or not. This comes at a time when federal Australian Labor and Liberal politicians have publicly committed to supporting a Bring Back Leifa motion in Parliament early next year. Sisters Dussie Ehrlich and Nicole Meyer, who are two of the alleged victims of sexual assault at Malka Leifa's hands back when she was principal at Adas Israel School in Melbourne, they went to Canberra in October to raise awareness of their campaign to have her extradited. And during that trip, that's when both sides of politics, led by Wentworth MP Dave Sharma and McNamara MP Josh Burns, discuss supporting a cross-party motion backing the alleged victims. And this motion will specifically acknowledge the bravery of Leifa's alleged victims and also note that over 5 years have elapsed, and also it will make calls for the immediate extradition of Malka Leifa to Australia.
We are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there was a Senate motion on anti-Semitism.
That's right. South Australian Senator Sterling Griff says being Jewish was one of his reasons to move a motion repudiating anti-Semitism and calling for more Holocaust education in schools. The motion is moved by the Centre Alliance Senator last Wednesday, and it was co-sponsored by Labor's Deborah O'Neill, and cited the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's annual report on anti-Semitism, which found that face-to-face attacks of anti-Semitism had increased in the last year by 30%. The motion was passed unanimously, and it also called for increased Holocaust education in all Australian schools.
Shane, on a different matter, Eric Rosenthal is the new CEO of MADA, Magen David Adom Australia.
That's right. So many of your listeners, especially in Sydney, would know that Eric Rosenthal for many years was a state Labor politician and cabinet minister, and he was actually state treasurer for 3 or 4 years during his term. He's retired now, and he's recently worked in commercial sector, And he told us he just felt that this was the time when he wanted to give more back to the Jewish community. He said that's why he accepted this exciting new role. And he joked with us, a bit of tongue-in-cheek, that Jewish communal politics is actually much tougher in some ways than state politics. He said he's got a lot of enthusiasm for the role. He said MDA is such a good and strong cause to work for, so respected, because in Israel, of course, MDA treats everybody, he said, no matter their race or their religion, in the same way. And he said, I think that's a great message. He said he'll do some things differently, which will be evident in the next 12 months, just the way things are run. And he hopes it'll make for a stronger organization, and he encouraged all members of the community to give MDA their full support.
Shane, the AJN has a special disability issue this week. Can you briefly tell us about it?
Yeah, that's right. To mark International Day of People with Disability, which is on December the 3rd, the Jewish News has prepared a 10-page edition that seeks to recognize the vital work being conducted in the disability sector while highlighting areas in which the Jewish community and society's perceptions more broadly must still progress. It includes comments and information pieces from professionals and carers, but it also includes many voices of people with special needs, because we felt we wanted to make that front and center. And some of the contributions really pack a punch. Just very quickly, one in particular is a piece written by Miriam Itzkowitz, whose brother is Alexander, is a Year 8 Emmanuel student who has Asperger's syndrome. She said, "My brother is not disabled, rather he's abled differently. Sure, he suffers, but not from Asperger's." She said he suffers from the way in which people treat him because he has it. "In my opinion," she said, "the main issue is ignorance, and I'd encourage people to reflect on how their actions and words can negatively affect others."
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.